This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. The decision by President Trump to withdraw from the Paris Climate Agreement was consistent with his America First worldview. This is bigger than just opting being in or out of a climate treaty. He intends to pull back U.S. involvement in not only the Paris Climate Accord, but from NATO, the UN, World Bank, and any other global institutions that have been sustained by the United States for the past few decades. Most people either lament or laugh about the United States joining Syria and Nicaragua as absent nations from the Paris Climate Accord. One of the takeaways from my recent report series, What You Need to Know About Oil to Know Anything About Oil, was what the technological revolution of the shale oil and gas industry occurring in real time will likely result in the U.S. achieving Paris Accord metrics in spite of not being in the agreement. On that level energy playing field that Trump talks of creating, natural gas will kick the coal's rear end right back into the mine it tries to emerge from. Shale will make Paris less relevant. First off, this decision was political, needed to maintain his base. They may have been wavering on the evidence that Trump colludes with Putin every darn day, so he needed to throw them a bone that he was still who they voted for, and his base is also not the least bit environmental. I doubt that anyone who voted for Trump ever hugged a tree, and they have chopped down a few and don't want anyone telling them that they can't. Also, part of the larger changing picture, as another example of where Trump is pulling the country back from previous norms, is his embrace of world despots, tyrants, and autocrats. You decide which category you want to put Russia, Turkey, the Saudi royal family, Egypt, and China into, but the message is that while we still think of ourselves as the shiny beacon of democracy, we could care less about how you live, what you believe in, or how you treat others as long as you are not a terrorist threat to the United States. I think that is what is going to happen, is that as these autocrats gain confidence that they have new freedom of action that will not provoke a response from the United States, they will do whatever they want to their own people or their neighbors. All those who look to the United States for an unspoken sense of security and global order should now be nervous. They should expect no intervention between good and evil in the larger world from the United States. That will be a license for evil to expand its territory. The United States will build its military power, but it will be used exclusively for its own purposes as the chin-leading of a superpower that is taking care of itself, America First. Given the change in strategic policy for military and climate agreements, the next sector that should expect things to be altered is with trade. A lot of pro-trade interests have gone to Washington trying to explain U.S. reliance on trade and offering that not all provisions of trade agreements are bad things. They think that they have heard and felt some sympathy coming from within the administration. I think they have fooled themselves that Trump will take it easy on trade. The measure of whether you are a good or bad actor in the world in Trump's worldview is whether you have a trade surplus with the United States. Terrible Germans. Environmentalists had a rough day Thursday when President Trump announced the U.S. withdrawal from the Paris Accord. I think that there are rough days coming for those who hire Hispanic immigrants. I think that there are rough days coming for those who depend on U.S. exports. America First has many facets to it. There are going to be a lot of things to adjust to as Donald implements his worldview and the ag sector is going to get knocked around. Trump gave our G7 allies the picture of how Trump intended to implement his worldview, which is why they looked so solemn and glum at the close of their meeting justifying comments made by Angela Merkel. They knew he was withdrawing from the climate accord and that they could no longer expect a reflex response to their being attacked in defense from the United States as a NATO member. The scope of this geopolitical change is big league. There will be more wars and rumors of wars as the U.S. withdraws geopolitically. Donald Trump loves ambiguity and unpredictableness and embraces chaos. That should be job security for me as the owner of a risk management company. Speaking of employment, the April's jobs number came in below expectations at 138,000 new jobs created. The unemployment rate fell to 4.3% because people stopped looking for work, dropping off roles. There was enough weakness in the internal numbers to send the bond market sharply higher to new 2017 highs, bonds and trade inversely to interest rates. There was an 89% consensus for another Fed rate hike this month, but the bond market was looking beyond that. The momentum of jobs growth appears to be slowing, and that means that the impetus for the Fed to keep on raising rates is diminishing. The dollar and gold markets also responded to expectations for a slower growth rate. The drop in the dollar did help grains a bit, producing a fourth wave bounce in soybeans that will soon fade again as weather improves. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information and marketing opportunities, visit us in Royal Iowa online at comstock.com. or call 712-933-9400.